Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 71, The Holy Place. Her name is Shatter. Shatter is the lone warrior in a place that she's never seen before. It is some type of jungle. In the distance, she can see half-lion, half-monkey-type men. These creatures are savagely eating some animal that they've killed. She realizes that these are the creatures that the summoner spoke about to her. She wonders why she has been taken here. She doesn't notice that one of the creatures is actually standing nearby, looking directly at her. Shatter notices that it is dressed strangely. She hears his movements and turns towards it. She begins to shine, and a sword of pure light appears. The creature puts his hands out and stops moving. The two stand staring at each other. They do not stare for long. Shatter looks to the side and sees that the eight lions in the distance smell the warrior and are running towards her. Shatter feels odd. She remembers when her sword of light set her house on fire. Her family could not save the house, and everything burned down. She was so afraid when that happened. She was so afraid of her family's anger. A shiver goes through her, and she realizes that that was the past. She looks back to the one standing before her. He simply looks down and says, "You should get out of here." Or she thinks he says that. In any case, Shatter takes the hint. She turns and runs. She runs toward an outcropping of rocks.
How am I going to get out of here? Malvinate! Malvinate! Can you hear me? Why have you sent me here?
There is no answer, and Shatter doesn't really expect one.
I will climb those rocks and surveil the area.
But then her heart jumps with fear as she sees the ape lion creatures running from the outcropping of rocks also.
Uh-oh.
She sees that there's only 10 coming from the rocks. She continues running straight towards them, and she starts to shine. A bright yellow sword appears. They also continue running towards her. Just before they reach her, she yells,
"Shatter!"
When she calls out like this, while shining, her sword explodes. Shards of light fly from the sword. Many of the shards embed themselves in each of the 10 ape lions. The ape lions scream as the painful shards embed themselves. Because of the shock and pain, Shatter makes it through the group untouched. The ape lion closest to her makes a lurch at her, trying to grab her. But he only gets her quickly reformed sword, so Shatter continues to run to the outcropping of rocks. Once she gets there, she begins to climb. She is out of breath and her muscles hurt, but still she climbs. She knows that her life depends on it. When she reaches the top, she looks back and sees that the ape lions have stopped at the base of the outcropping. They are looking up and growling. Many are coming from many different directions. They are forming a circle around the outcropping. When the circle is complete, all the ape lions growl at once. Then, what happens next makes Shatter doubt her vision. Several ape lion creatures appear. Seemingly, they were masked. They were dressed like the ones she first met here. They are carrying guns, and they begin to fire them. The crowds of ape lions stare at the newly arrived gun-toting ape lions. Shatter stares too. She doesn't know what to make of this odd situation. Then, the sky becomes dark, and eyes are seen in the sky. The eyes turn red. Shatter knows that it is a dark one. She can feel it has immense power. The eyes remind her of the fire of her parents' house. She remembers the black smoke that choked her grandmother to death. She begins to cry as she remembers. It was such a dark, dark time. Beside Shatter, another ape lion unmasks. The ape lion is the same one that she met when she came here for the first time. It looks at her and says, "I think you had better get out of here." Again, Shatter is not sure the creature has actually spoken to her. Her eyes questioningly look back at him because of that and because she has no place to run. The character motions toward a group of rocks. She can see that to the side of the rock, there is an opening. It is a cave. Shatter doesn't stand around questioning his motives. She quickly runs into the cave. She runs into the darkness for what seems like a very long time. She is not afraid. She has light inside herself. She is a warrior. She is tired, though, and she knows that if she shines, she will make herself even more tired. But she cannot take the darkness any longer. She shines and sees a room full of computers that are turned off.
What is going on here?
All of the computers spring to life. The room is filled with sound and light. Almost immediately, the thought enters Shatter's mind that the computers were always on. Holographic view screens pop up. All of them are floating in mid-air. They are showing various things happening around the planet. One view screen catches her eye. It is the screen showing the ape lions around the outcropping of rocks. They start looking up at the sky. A raucous group of roars begin. Then the whole room seems like a hologram. It is a virtual reality. She hears voices barking orders. She sees people running around. Everything is so loud and confused that she has a hard time making out what is being said. But she does catch a few words, like, "The Hidden One. Guard, guard, guard the holy place." Then Shatter sees one of the view screens showing a shield erected around the outcropping of rocks. Then she sees the ape lion start to become frenzied. They cry, growl, and roar tremendously. Shadow starts to feel strange too. She starts to feel fear and anxiety from when she was alone. She feels what she felt when her grandmother died when she was a little girl. She can feel herself beginning to cry. She watches the screen where the ape lions are. She sees darkness growing around them. She sees them beginning to glow darkly. Even though there are lights in the computer room, the room seems to be becoming darker and darker. To her dismay, Shatter feels darkness growing around herself.
Why? What? How?
She is confused and scared, but still she keeps thinking about her house. She keeps thinking about how it burned, how she burned down her house. She keeps feeling the hurt and sadness from the fire killing her grandmother. The feelings are getting stronger and stronger, even with the immediate danger of her becoming possessed by a dark one. She again looks up as she sees the shield wink out. All of the ape lions begin climbing the rocks. They are coming, and Shatter knows they are coming for the entrance.
No, no, this can't be!
She sees the ape lions rushing down the hall. They are all coming. The ape lion she first met appears beside her again. He stares at her.
I am becoming possessed by a dark one!
The ape lion says, no, you are becoming a dark one.
What? No!
Protect the holy place. The ape lions burst into the room. Shatter can see their holographic type nature as they catch her attention.
Holograms too? What is the point of this?
Suddenly, everything just changes. Shatter finds herself with the Amalgamate again.
What was that?
You have to decide.
Was that real?
Again, your decision.
So why did you send me there?
I wanted you to bring something back for me.
Bring something back? Oh, the technology for energy fields to regenerate when removed from the presence of the dark ones? Like the computer room?
No.
No? The technology to put consciousnesses into a computer. Or maybe the technology to go from reality or timeline or...
No, not that.
Then, what does it matter? I failed. I did not bring anything back.
You did not fail. You brought back what I wanted you to bring back.
I don't understand. What have I brought back?
Knowledge. Think about what has happened and has not happened.
How can I?
Goodbye. And say hello to your family for me. Before she can finish, she finds herself back on the ship she left. As she does, she thinks. Then in a loud voice, she proclaims,
I never burned down our house. And my grandmother's alive.
No one understands why she says that. But she does. Next time, beginning the end.